Hi, this is a dictation for Alicia Clark, Alicia Clark, date of service is 9/26/2024, and date of birth is 9/28/1972, date of accident is 5/25/2024. The patient reported that she recently had a hiatal hernia surgery at Beaumont Hospital for sudden bleeding that she had, for which she was admitted to the emergency room to the hospital on 9/15/2024, and she underwent the surgery and she recently got discharged. She shows a lot of scars for the endoscopic surgery in her tummy, and it is quite swollen, and she is recovering. There are some contusion hematomas as a result of the IVs and the surgery. At this time, patient is here for follow-up evaluation for her accident that happened on 5/25/2024. She was a restaurant driver and was traveling with three other occupants who were also injured and not being seen. She rear-ended another car that suddenly turned in front of her out of nowhere while it was supposed to go straight forward. So they had their car is completely total, engine was broken, all the coolant and oils were leaking, and the front end is completely broken according to her. She hasn't sent the pictures. As a result of the impact, she had a Colles fracture on the left wrist and possible fracture in the ankle and foot, for which she is seeing a podiatrist. And her MRIs are now available that they have been done in last month. At this time, patient reports pain level 10 in the area of head, neck, lower back, and both legs, both knees, and both shoulders, both wrists and hands, especially the left. And patient reports the pain remains 10 and ADS are affected 10. 10% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs, for system review, for additional issues, for current pain medication, and substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination is still the same. Blood pressure 128/95, pulse 85, pulse ox is 100, and rest of the exam remains same as previously reiterated. 8/29/2024, dictation number is 1021-026. The patient is provided following medications today: Mobix 7.5 mg a day for stomach for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil is provided 50 milligram at night for sleep. Xanax is provided for anxiety effect, and Nurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy and nerve pain, headaches. Furosets are provided for headaches, 60 tablets, 1 or 2 PRN. Lidocaine ointment is provided for the pain relief. It is also provided morphine sulfate, 30 milligram daily, 30 tablets for pain relief. Counseling is ordered for this patient for depression, anxiety, TBI. She is referred to chiropractic. She is also referred to physical therapy, and she has filed an affidavit for not being able to do her her ADLs, and physical therapy for the neck, lower back, shoulders, and ankle and foot and wrist and hand with traction massage. She remains off work, hospital replacement, attended care, and transportation. This will be the last month for this attended care, as patient had a hiatal hernia surgery and she is not recovering from that. She has no help at home, and after this she should be all okay. Her MRIs are done and they are reported as follows. These MRIs are done on September 8th. 2024, and the MRI for the right knee shows mild to moderate joint effusion with capsulitis and mild multifocal and soft tissue edema. mild strain of popliteal tendon with mild tenosynovitis, subtle osteoarthritis. MRI of the left knee shows moderate joint effusion with capsulitis, mild to moderate multifocal soft tissue edema, mild strain of popliteal tendon, subtle osteoarthritis. The MRI for cervical spine shows desiccation of the disc at C3, 4, and C6 level. Disc protrusion at C3, 4 contacting the ventral-thecal sac and mild central canal stenosis. Broad-based disc extrusion at C6, 7 level. Contacting the ventral cord, contributing to mild canal narrowing and facet and uncomfortable joint hypertrophy at this level. Uncomfortable joint hypertrophy at C4 and C5 also causing multi-moderate narrowing of the foramen. The lumbar spine shows bulging of the posterior disc at L3-4, herniated disc at L4-5. And facet hypertrophy throughout bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. The findings are discussed with the patient, and the patient has been informed that she may benefit from 3 to 4 epidural injections to the lumbar, 1 or 2 injections to the cervical epidural, and bilateral knee injections at the area of pathology, which is intra-articular injection, as well as popliteal tendon injection for the left knee and for the right knee, should bring some relief. The patient will be scheduled for procedure soon, and treatment will continue. Thank you.